Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. Thank you so much for joining me here today and the fabulous and amazing Chrissy, who is my producer with WBLQ. I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour. We're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. We're going to be talking about the history, which I think is kind of fascinating about New Year's resolutions. And we're also going to be talking about change. It seems to me that at this time of year in particular, people are most interested in changing things about themselves, you know, wanting to either lose weight, get a better job. And while I'm a fan of change, in some way, I think that underneath for us, there's sometimes an emotional response to change that sometimes might even unconsciously kind of get in the way of us really bringing that change into our life. So we're going to be talking in the next hour about some little things that you can do, some tips that I've learned, things that I hope might resonate with you for embracing change in your life and for and to give you some techniques that might make these New Year's resolutions, or let's say New Year's affirmations. I'm a bigger fan of affirmations than I am of resolutions. There's just something about the whole I resolve. It seems to me to feel kind of heavy energetically. And it just seems to be kind of a, well, you know, this is what I should be doing and this is what I shouldn't be doing sort of thing. And I don't think we should ever should on ourselves. I think that we get enough of that from our culture, from society, from just our, you know, critical inner parent. I'm a much bigger fan of positive affirmations where we can say things positively to and about ourselves. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit today, and I hope you'll join us if you feel comfortable. And to do that, you certainly can call in live, 1-800-930-2819. That's our 2819. That's our call-in number. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Or you can go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, the homepage, to send me a live question or a comment. And I've got that page already opened up. And so if there's anything that I can help you with today, certainly as usual, I'm happy to do some mini, M-I-N-I, readings for you. If you have an animal communication question, a medium question, an intuitive question, and certainly at this time of year, something about anything that's going to be coming up for you in the next few months or the next year that you would like some insight on from the universe, I am most happy to help you. So let's go ahead and dive into, first of all, the history of New Year's resolutions, which I think is kind of interesting, actually. At least it is to me, and I hope you'll find it to be that that way as well. And just a heads up, I'm going to be reading strictly from Wikipedia. I like Wikipedia. I do. And I actually gave them a donation not very long ago. If you have an opportunity to donate to Wikipedia, if you get the little message that kind of comes up if when you access it, I would invite you to do that. I just think they do an amazing job of usually of kind of gathering information together. So a New Year's resolution, Wikipedia says, is a secular tradition, most common in the Western Hemisphere, but also found in the Eastern Hemisphere, in which a person makes a promise to do an act of self-improvement or something slightly nice. I like that, slightly nice, such as opening doors for people beginning from New Year's Day. And it actually has, not surprisingly, some religious origins. The ancient Babylonians made promises to their gods at the start of each year that they would return borrowed objects and pay their debts. The Romans began each year by making promises to the god Janus, for whom the month of January is named. In the medieval era, the knights took the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season each year to reaffirm their commitment to chivalry. I'm in full support of all people, not just men, being more chivalrous and opening doors for other people. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. At watch night services, many Christians prepare for the year ahead by praying and making these resolutions. There are other religious parallels to this tradition. During Judaism's New Year, Rosh Hashanah, through the high holidays and culminating in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one is to reflect upon one's wrongdoings over the year and both seek and offer forgiveness. People may act similarly during the Catholic fasting season of Lent, though the motive behind this holiday is more of sacrifice than of responsibility. In fact, the practice of New Year's resolutions partially came from Lenten sacrifices. The concept, regardless of creed, is to reflect upon self-improvement annually. At the end of the Great Depression, about a quarter of American adults formed New Year's resolutions. At the start of the 21st century, about 40% did. And then Wikipedia has some popular goals. Some examples include resolutions to donate to the poor more often, to become more assertive, or to become more environmentally responsible. We'll talk about that. Wikipedia also has kind of a cool little early 20th century New Year's resolution postcards that I guess you could probably either send to yourself, perhaps, not a bad idea, or send to someone else. And the front of the card says, "Your New Year's resolution, resolve to renew all your old resolves and add a few that are new, resolve to keep them as long as you can. What more can a poor man do?" And on the inside of the card, there's kind of like a little saying. It says, from a calendar by Bishop John H. Vincent, a resolve for every morning of the new year. And I, as you all know from listening to the show, I'm a big fan of meditation. And I think doing something like this and expressing gratitude every single day is a really positive thing to do. So this is what the back of the card says. "I will this day try to live a simple, sincere, and serene life, repelling promptly every thought of discontent, anxiety, discouragement, impurity, and self-seeking, cultivating cheerfulness, magnanimity, charity, and the habit of holy silence, exercising economy in expenditure, carefulness in conversation, diligence in appointed service, fidelity to every trust, and a childlike trust in God." As I said, they certainly have some interesting and overriding, if you will, religious overtones to them. And kind of regardless of what you might think about religion, whether you happen to be practicing a religion of your own, I actually do think that the root of New Year's resolutions, I would invite you to look at them not from a religious standpoint, but more from a spiritual standpoint. Some people might argue that that's one and the same. And if that's how it is for you, I think that's great. But it really, for me, is more a connection of your higher self and letting your higher self and your soul kind of guide you to a place where you can form these New Year's affirmations, if you will, in a very positive way, as opposed to, as I said earlier, a way in which you feel like you should do or ought to do something. And for me, when I say that I should do something, it kind of automatically brings up this just ever so slight kind of punishment thing that's going on. And it makes me feel like, oh, I'm a bad person. I shouldn't be doing this, or I should be doing this sort of a thing. And I guess I honestly don't believe that the universe and those beings of light that are here, your spiritual team that we've talked about on other shows, want you to should on yourself. I think they want you to love and support and say nice things about yourself. And so when we come back from our break, we're definitely going to be talking about the change that's involved in making New Year's affirmations and how to go about them. So I hope you'll stay tuned. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break.
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. We're talking about New Year's affirmations today. We're replacing the word resolution with affirmations. And in the first segment, we talked just a little bit about the history of New Year's resolutions and why we do what it is that we do. And another piece of information from Wikipedia. And I'm going to give this information to you in the hopes that it doesn't make you depressed or feel like you're in an uphill battle, but more to just kind of give you a feel for the word resolution and the word resolve, which, again, I don't think is necessarily a bad thing in and of itself, but I would invite you to lighten up a little bit and make these New Year's affirmations instead. So Wikipedia quotes a 2007 study by Richard Wiseman from the University of Bristol involving 3,000 people showed that 88% of those who set New Year's resolutions fail, despite the fact that 52% of the study's participants were confident of success at the beginning. Men achieved their goal 22% more often when they engaged in goal setting, a system where small, measurable goals are being set, such as a pound a week instead of saying, I'm going to lose weight, which I think also is appropriate, breaking it down. While women succeeded 10% more often when they made their goals public and got support from their friends. And that, I think, is the difference between Mars and Venus. You know, the book by John Gray, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. Because we are different creatures from each other, and we celebrate that diversity. Quoting Frank Raw, author of The New Year's Resolutions, A Course in Happiness, Quote, resolutions are more sustainable when shared, both in terms of with whom you share the benefits of your resolution and with whom you share the path of maintaining your resolution. Peer support makes a difference in success rate with New Year's resolutions. It is also noted that talking with a counselor about setting goals and New Year's resolutions can help you keep those resolutions. As I said, I'm not necessarily sure that I make New Year's resolutions myself. I don't think that I do. Perhaps in years past, I might have. But more and more, as I said earlier, I think that I'm a much bigger fan of affirmations. I have a whole set of affirmations that I'll share with you that I say, and I got most of them from the amazing and wonderful Louise Hay. Louise Hay, who wrote the book, You Can Heal Your Life, as well as other books. And I do think that there's a difference between saying, I'm going to lose weight, because that in and of itself, to me, there's an underlying thought of, I'm not okay with where I'm at. I need to lose weight. I want to lose weight. As opposed to setting an affirmation, something along the lines of, I love my body. It's a magnificent miracle. It's given birth or not. It's capable of transforming itself with just a little bit of work on my part. And I love my body. To me, there's a big difference between saying I need to lose weight and embracing kind of where you are with I love my body. Now, that being said, I don't think it's at all negative to then say something like, my body will feel better when I lose some weight. I want my body to feel better, and therefore I'm going to lose some weight. To me, there's a big difference in those between just saying, I need to lose weight, and just really kind of embracing it from the standpoint of, I love my body. I want to do something positive for my body. And for me, that means exercising more in the new year, honoring what food I put into my physical self. All those sorts of things kind of come into play. And an affirmation is something, of course, that you say on a daily basis. And so that's the other thing, I think, with New Year's resolutions. Oftentimes we just simply set them, and they tend to be this kind of thing that sits out there. To me, it feels kind of slightly naggy. And okay, I should be doing my New Year's resolutions. And of course, the guy who did the study in 2007 says 80% of people fail in their New Year's resolutions. And I think that's because we often most familiar with resolutions of we set them out there. They're not specific. They're kind of nebulous. They tend to mostly be negative in terms of how we are at the present moment. Whereas affirmations are, basically, I look at them as a gift that I give to myself. A gift that I give to myself, and I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I say, good morning, darling, I love you. And I'll have to tell you, that took a little while for me to get to the point where I could say, good morning, darling, I love you, to myself in the mirror. And there's, you know, because it feels, you know, just a little out there, if you will. But there's also other affirmations I think you can say around a specific goal that you might have, such as losing weight, that gives you positive affirmation and positive feedback. Again, I think one of the most common, as we're talking about, is losing weight. But I think it's a difference, and your body will get a different message from you rather than just, I need to lose weight. And for me, then that's an immediate kind of diss against the physical self to say, oh, I'm not happy with where you are and why aren't you different, sort of a thing. When in reality, this is a relationship that we have with our physical self, with our body. And so I think it's much more appropriate and will probably be much more effective if we can say something like, you and I are in this together. I'm responsible for the fuel in the form of food that I put into you. I'm responsible for having the thought of getting out, taking some classes at the local community center that are fitness classes, getting out, walking around the block several times. I'm responsible for that. And so to me, that's a much different energy component. In terms of support, then, your physical body says, absolutely, this is something that would make us feel better. We understand that you would be more comfortable in how you appear if there was less weight on this physical frame. And so let's get together and let's set some goals on how we're going to do this. And I do think that goal setting is appropriate. Again, I think if we have this set of New Year's resolutions that we just kind of stick out there and we don't look at, and again, they become a should thing. And I think that as much as possible, if we can affirm and in positive terms, as opposed to shooting on ourselves and kind of punishing ourselves, I think the success rate for New Year's affirmations is going to be much, much higher. So let's talk a little bit about change and about how change affects us. Because certainly when we talk about New Year's resolutions, we're talking about typically something that we want to do differently, something that we want to have change. And as I said earlier, I am a big fan of change. I think change is positive. However, I'm the first one to admit that I'm not necessarily, sometimes when change comes along, I kind of dig in my heels and I kind of find it difficult to kind of go along with what I call the wave of change. But certainly physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, sometimes it feels like being swept up in a tornado to me because the energy is so strong. And depending upon what your New Year's affirmations are for you, it could be that you're looking at something really significant, such as I'm in an unhappy relationship and I resolve to either make this relationship better or I resolve to change somehow, and perhaps that change might even involve leaving the relationship that you're currently in. Wow, that's probably one of the biggest changes that you can do in your lifetime. And certainly the psychiatric experts, psychological experts would tell you that that's like a death of a spouse. And certainly it is the death of a relationship. But keep in mind, before we can have a new beginning, we have to have a death. That's the cycle of life. First of all comes the ending. Then there comes a period of transition where things might appear to be chaotic. And after that, we have a wonderfully fabulous and new rebirth into a different place for ourselves. So change can really be one of those things that kind of shakes us to our core. And when we find ourselves on the precipice of jumping into what Abraham Hicks calls the vortex of creation, that can be, again, a very, very frightening and perhaps threatening place to be. And this is where I think affirmations as opposed to resolutions come into play. And those daily affirmations of something along the lines, if we're talking about relationships as we're heading into a break here, I want a happy, fulfilling, compassionate partnership. I am worthy of love every single day. I am worthy of love to be shown to me in physical ways, emotional ways, and spiritual ways. So it's that. Can you see the difference? I hope you can kind of feel the difference, the energy of this is what I want. This is the direction I want to go, as opposed to I need to change my relationship, because that doesn't really give you any place to go. It doesn't really give you the rainbow, if you will, at the end of the storm. It just kind of keeps you in this place of, okay, what do I do next sort of a thing. Everybody, we're talking about New Year's affirmations. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you stay tuned.
Tune in each each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Everybody, welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. Just a reminder, if you would like to call into the show, we would love to have you do that. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, or you can go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, at their homepage, and send me a live question or comment. I've got that all dialed up on my laptop here, and so can respond quickly and instantly to whatever questions you have. We're talking about New Year's affirmations today, using the word very specifically affirmations as opposed to resolutions, because we've talked a little bit about the difference in energy between affirming something that you want to have happen in your life and resolving. Now, certainly, as I said earlier, I'm a fan, actually, of resolve, of being able to persevere in a goal, and sometimes move that mountain. And the image that comes to mind is that little ant hill, that little ant needing to move something up a little ant hill. Wherever you are in your life, though, I think that as much as you can affirm positively where you're at now and affirm where it is that you would like to go, I think all of those things are going to be positive for you. And the energy is very different, again, around, as we were talking earlier, some pretty significant changes in your life, such as I want a different relationship. Yes, you do need to set goals to work to that place. However, I have to say that if you put yourself if you allow your higher self, if you will, to guide you to that place where you can make thoughtful and well-informed decisions, and definitely that's an energy piece. It's not something that is done with the mind. It's something that's done more with the mind-body, because that's a one entity thing. The easier it's going to be for you to allow yourself to kind of be guided gently, sometimes not so gently, along your path to the place that is in your highest and best good. And so as we were talking earlier, sometimes this feels like a tornado coming through your life. And I'll share with you a dream that I had. And I don't know about you, but whenever I watched the old Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz, oh my gosh, those witches and flying monkeys. I know people kid about them now, and so I do as well. But I got to tell you, those really got to me when I was a kid, you know, and the house landing on top of her and the feet disappearing and stuff. It's just all just kind of, ooh, kind of, you know, ookity things to me. But I think that that's, it's a perfect metaphor for the relationship between manifesting what we want and needing to be extremely careful about what we ask to be changed, or created. So what goes on in the world, of course, and in the universe is such a perfect mirror of all of us intentionally and more accurately unintentionally requesting what is being created in this illusion of ours, because certainly this is an illusion. As a spiritual being having a human being experience, this is our playground. This is the place where we learn the lessons that we're supposed to learn in this lifetime. So back to the dream. And maybe you're having the same kind of dreams or getting the same kind of messages I am as we move further and closer and definitely more intensely into ascension and what's going on with the planet at this point of time. In the dream, I was in a red car. I love the color red, heading east on 6th Avenue, which changes into 8th Avenue in Denver. The sky was very dark and stormy, and the unusual thing was that everyone was running out of the city while I was headed into and directly into the city and directly into the path of this tornado. There were several movie reel type objects, so if you can envision that, you know, the old fashioned 8mm movie reel objects that were as big as the car and that I was in, and I was certain that I was going to be crushed, that they were going to crush the car and me in it. At the last minute, though, these reels were magically moved up out of my way and just kind of roll along behind me on the side of the buildings next to the street that I was on. And as I continue on my way into the tornado, I feel the car start to be drawn up to the tornado, and suddenly I hear my 7-year-old self say, "Mommy, I'm scared." And at that moment, I hear from the universe, "You'll be all right if you just stay grounded." So when you're envisioning these changes for yourself and setting your resolve, setting your goals to have bring in to manifest something different in your life with affirmations and manifesting, I would invite you to, as you're going through these changes, to remain as grounded as possible. That will make you're stepping into this vortex of creation much easier. And we talked earlier on a different show, I believe, it might have been 1-2 Radio, about the difference between trust and faith. And for me, faith is a belief. I have faith in the universe. I have faith that my highest and best good is always being considered by the universe. Trusting, though, is a matter of intention, and trusting to me is an action. And I actively trust that the universe will take very, very good care of me and that my highest and best good is always being considered by the universe. The grounding piece, I think, is critical, especially as we allow ourselves to be kind of swept up into these affirmations that we make, because most definitely these affirmations can be incredibly powerful and positive things in our lives, that we affirm that we would like to have a different relationship than the one we have now, or we would like to have a relationship, period, an intimate relationship with whomever. We affirm that we're not happy in our current choice of job or career, and we affirm that we would like to uncover what our heart's deepest and most divine passion is, and we affirm that we would like to turn that passion into something that we get paid very well for. Those are all really positive affirmations, I think, to have for this new year. And the grounding piece, I think, kind of takes the place of resolve, that if you ground yourself well, you can allow yourself then to slip into this fairly significant changes without feeling like you're just being tossed around, say, like in a washing machine. And so what works for you for being grounded? For me, it's physical things that I do. It's things like yoga. It's things like Nia. It's definitely things like meditation and going on shamanic journeying, most definitely. That always helps to make me feel grounded. I definitely use crystals to help me feel grounded. I use things like hematite. I use black tourmaline. That's also a really positive crystal for staying grounded. Whatever you feel attracted to, and the more grounded you can be, the more that you're going to be more easily transformed and allow yourself to be kind of be swept up into these affirmations that you would like to manifest in your life. So in this past year, in 2013, we certainly asked for large structures to be dismantled and rearranged. We've seen significant changes in the worldview. We asked for, on some level, for our physical interaction with objects from space to come very close indeed. And I know that there are some people somewhere in this world who are saying, I never asked for this. I would never have asked for this. This is too scary. This is too unusual, wild, or crazy to consider. And what these things represent, of course, as we're talking about, is change. Change from the status quo, change from ordinary reality to non-ordinary reality. It's all still real. There are just some parts of it that are non-ordinary, the stuff of what we usually don't see in our world around us. So I've pulled together some quotes about change that I would invite you just to perhaps see if these resonate with you, if they put some wind in your sails, I'm being told to tell you, as far as your affirmations go, and know that the change that you might be on the precipice of undertaking in your life, sometimes very deep and very profound changes, are definitely things that are in your highest and best good. Absolutely, most definitely. And I'll give you just a few before we head into break here. This is from Maya Angelou. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. The next one is a Chinese proverb, courtesy of Ginger Bliss, who's a fabulous person. When the winds of change blow, some people build walls and other people build windmills. The next one, the last one I'm going to read before we head into break. See if we have some time here. Yes, we do, just a little bit. It's from Martin Luther King. Change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. And so we must straighten our backs and work for our freedom. A man can't ride you unless your back is bent. That one is from Martin Luther King. One more before we head into break from Barack Obama. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. Everybody, this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. I hope you stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Everybody, welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. Before we get back into talking about New Year's affirmations and the change that sometimes goes along with them, I'd like to tell you that I have a few events coming up in the first couple months of the new year. You can go to my website, www.theanimalseyeview.com, and you just go to my event calendar and there's some information there. I'm going to be doing some little webinars via One-Two Academy. We're going to be talking about animals and aromatherapy. We're going to be talking about highly sensitive people. There's a two-part one I'm going to be doing on teaching people how to effectively communicate with animals. That's a big one that's coming up. So I hope something like that resonates for you. If you happen to be in the Denver area, I'm also going to be teaching a Reiki Level 1 class. That's on January the 18th for a day. And so you can email me about information, but just take a look and see whatever resonates for you there. What else is going on? I would invite you to like my fan page on Facebook. You can find me the Animal's Eye View and then the number one. And my other show on 1-2 Radio, actually, tomorrow is going to be a replay because I'm taking a long weekend with my sons. We're going to go up to the mountains and play a little bit. But then I'll be back after that. So there's lots of good things out there for you. I'm also an advisor on 1-2-listen.com. And we have these amazing time-based sessions that you can sign up for a very specific time. Think of it as like a virtual psychic fair, if you will, and you can purchase a time-based session for yourself. They also have gift certificates available. So lots of good things to support you as you go forward into the new year and making these affirmations for yourself. We definitely love, I love to support people in doing the things that make them the happiest and make them the most, just the best that they can be. That's kind of what I'm here for. So, a few more quotes about change and talking about New Year's affirmations. From Steve Jobs, actually. For the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. And that's really cool. That's a really interesting way of, I think, grounding yourself in the moment. And rather than having this whole list of things that you absolutely have to get done in your head, it's really taking that time to connect with your higher self and say, okay, is this actually what I'm supposed to be doing? And that brings up, if you have tools that you would like to use, such as oracle cards or pendulums or things like that, those are fabulous ways to help come up with a set of affirmations that I would invite you to say absolutely every single day. The ones that I say from Louise Hay, as well as other ones, are up next to my bathroom window. And every single day when I'm kind of going through my morning routine, I look to the side, I then look back in the mirror, and I say these things. One of the favorite ones from Louise Hay is, every thought that I think is creating my future. That's a pretty fabulous one. And I'll repeat it for you. Every thought I think is creating my future. So for me, that automatically brings up, do I have that clear oasis in the middle of my mind body, that place that I can go to for meditation, for shamanic journeying, to get messages from the beings of light that surround me all of the time? And so again, it's just every thought I think is creating my future, which for me, with the New Year's resolutions of I need to lose weight, it's that, again, I think sends a negative message to the physical self, saying somehow the physical self has failed you in some way, of just you're not happy with your body. And again, I would invite you to embrace where you are. And if you would like to change something, as Maya Angelou said, then change it. And certainly from Gandhi, I have a ring actually that has this saying on it: you must be the change you wish to see in the world. This is from John Lennon. I'm not going to change the way I look or the way I feel to conform to anything. I've always been a freak. So I've been a freak all my life, and I have to live with that, you know. I'm one of those people. And certainly I would have to say probably John Lennon. I'm going to do a show about this in the next couple of weeks. If not here, then definitely on 1-2 Radio, about star people, about people whose souls are not from this planet, are from probably star planets and other celestial places. And I think John Lennon probably was one of those people who knew instantaneously that he didn't fit in with the rest of the population. And good for us that he came to that realization and chose to let his, as the saying goes, freak flag fly. This is from C.S. Lewis. It may be hard for an egg to turn into a bird. It would be a jolly sight harder for it to learn to fly while remaining an egg. We are like eggs at present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just an ordinary, decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad. And again, I think that speaks to kind of the whole transformation process that I think occurs with change, and hopefully occurs when you say these daily affirmations to yourself. Others of Louise Hay that I say is something along the lines of, today money comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. And so if a resolution or affirmation for you is, I want to have more money in my life, I think there are ways, again, through affirmations that you can positively impact and send that message out in a very positive way, as opposed to a, I need to have this. And an affirmation is a way of acknowledging that it's already in your physical in your physical place of existence. It already is there for you. All you have to do is resonate more with it. This is from Tolstoy. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. This is from Gail Sheehy. If we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we aren't really living. From Margaret Mead, and I love this quote from her, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And this is from Lao Tzu, who is one of my favorite quotes. If you do not change direction, you may end up where you are heading. And again, for some of us, especially relationship-wise, career-wise, etc., we kind of feel like we might be locked in. I remember a time in my life where I felt like I didn't have any options. And so something else came into my life, MS, actually, that allowed to change where I was. Most definitely. And again, it's just, I think that's a fabulous way, again, of kind of anchoring yourself, centering yourself, grounding yourself, and saying, yes, I want to do something differently, and formulate these affirmations to do it differently. From Winston Churchill, a fanatic is one who can't change his mind and won't change the subject. Wayne Dyer, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I say that all the time to people working with their animals. When you change your energy, they will change theirs. From Frederick Douglass, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. And I think that's absolutely a fabulous one. And as you go forth in this new year and with these new affirmations, then I think it's important to understand, as we talked about with the tornado and the importance of anchoring and the importance of, okay, this might be difficult for me to do, but I'm committed to doing it in a very positive way, and I want to get to the place where I want to go, and supporting yourself kind of as you go along. This is from Thoreau. Things do not change, we change. This is from Enya. As with anything creative, change is inevitable. From John F. Kennedy. Change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. From Nelson Mandela. Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. So everyone, as we wrap up the show today on New Year's affirmations, if I can be of help to you, you can send me an email, lizanne@theanimalseyeview.com. You can also find me on One to Listen. I hope that this has been positive and affirming for you in making your New Year's affirmations. I want you to take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week, and remember to say to yourself and them at least once a day, I love you. We're going to have a fabulous guest on next week, Mo Abdelbaki. He's just completely entertaining and a real hoot. Very, very fun. I hope you'll join us. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.